Hey, what's up, guys? I'm Tom Holland here at Facebook. Welcome to my chat show. These are my friends. This is by myself. Just going to talk to you guys for 20 minutes, I think, and answer some questions. So let's see what you guys have to ask. What is it like becoming the most iconic superhero of all time? Matt_IV23. That must be annoying when you say, go follow me. _IV23. That's a complicated name, Matt. But whatever. It was great, man. You know, I mean, I've always dreamed of being Spider-Man since I was a little kid. And when this opportunity came about, it was a real dream come true, you know. And Marvel and Sony have been so great at making this whole process enjoyable and informative. And I'm really, really excited to show audiences what we've come up with. So next. How is it shooting the scenes with Michael Keaton? From Keshin. It was great, you know. Michael, I've always been a huge fan of his. I've loved his comedy that he's done, and it was very interesting for me to see Michael, like, really take on a character that's terrifying, you know. He really plays the character with menace, and it's very interesting to see him to do that. And it was great fun. We had a great time. So, yeah. If you could design the suit, what would it look like? It definitely wouldn't be as tight, you know? I mean, I like the red and blue, I like the webs, I think it's great. But it wouldn't be a skin-tight suit, because in reality, like, that's the most... It's just not practical. It doesn't make sense. Like, why would you fight in a skin-tight Lycra suit? But it looks good, it looks great and stuff, and we actually came up with a very cool way of justifying how he puts it on so quickly, which you'll see when you see the movie. But yeah, I'd keep the same, like, color and design, but I'd make it, like, a hoodie or something. I wouldn't make it so tight, yeah. What is the best advice you received when you got the role? That's a good question. You know, I think the best advice probably came from my dad, you know. He sat me down and said, son, look, your life is about to change and people are going to start talking to you differently. And you are ruining my interview. he said, he was like, look, your life's going to change and people are going to treat you differently, but make sure you stay the same. And I constantly do the dishes at home and have to do the laundry and stuff. So they keep me normal, you know, and that's the best advice that I get. And that's from my parents, yeah. That's so funny how you told us, don't log into the live stream because it'll play live. The man who said it himself did it.
Yeah.
Okay. How long did it take you to get into character as Peter Parker? 20 years. Now, I've always loved Peter Parker, and I've always loved Spider-Man, so I've been playing him in my bedroom since I was a kid, you know. I've stood in front of the mirror and done poses and reenacted scenes from the previous movies and from the comics. So I've been doing this, I feel like preparing for this role since I was a kid. But when we were on set, obviously I have to do an American accent, so I tried to stay in the accent while I was working. And also in preparation, obviously he's a very physical character and he's flipping around all the time, so I did a lot of gymnastics training and we did lots of stunt training to make sure that we were... But I was at the top of my game. I actually have a super cool video that my stuntman made for me of me training, which I will release at the right time. I'm not going to show you now because the movie comes out in July and we're going to wait till July to show you. But it's actually really cool and you guys will love it. So moving on. How is working with Robert again? From RDJ's... Ah, so this is one of Robert's fans. Love you guys. Robert's great, you know. It's really fun to work with him, and he came at the perfect time. We were making the movie, and we were probably just getting into the last third of the movie, and it's hard. You work 15 hours every day, and you're on set all the time, and it gets tiring, and the crew get tired. And he came and brought like a whole new burst of energy, you know. He lit the set up and really brought a lot to the movie, And we just had a lot of fun. In the trailer, you see it. All the stuff that we're doing in the trailer is basically improvised. And I love working that way, and so does Robert. And it was great fun to do that. It was really good. Have you ever been Spider-Man for Halloween? Now, a sad story is I've never really done Halloween properly. I think I've been trick-or-treating once or twice. But I've definitely gone to to like parties as Spider-Man. I went 2 years ago to a fancy dress party as Spider-Man, but it wasn't a fancy dress party. I showed up and was the only person in fancy dress. Everyone was in normal clothes and I was in a skin tight lycra suit. So, you know, it was destiny. I got embarrassed, but now I'm Spider-Man, so who cares? But, okay. Was I nervous doing the flip on Jimmy Kimmel last night? Also, your flips are amazing on Instagram. Thank you, Mushroom Nikki. That's awesome. Another great name. Yeah, it was good, you know. It was my first time on a chat show. They asked me to do a backflip in a suit which I couldn't really see out of. So I was a little nervous. It's been a while since I've done a flip. But the funny thing is actually as I was running into the studio with the rest of my fellow Spider-Men, I fell over. I literally like ate shit. Sorry, Sony. I fell over running into the studio. I'm getting bad looks. I'm being told off. Sorry. But it was great. I didn't land on my ass and I landed the flip and Jimmy was great. He was a really great host and it was the perfect intro into chat shows, you know? It was good fun. But I brought my stunt double along just to make sure that everything was cool. But I did do the flip. It wasn't my stunt double. It was me. Okay.